But the living wage is an important part of the tool. In-work poverty is a growing problem, but it's only one of a number of things that we need to do. The government still has a big role. It's not just about employers. Government still has a big role in ensuring that people have enough to get by on. Those employers who are taking it on know that they need to invest in their staff, know that they need to pay better if they want to retain the best staff. So it's not something that's going to result in job losses. And even the scare stories we've had in the past about the minimum wage leading to job losses turned out to be largely untrue, that we didn't see massive job losses. And they need to be ensuring that they're not just contracting it out to the lowest paying contractor. So that's why we require anyone who signs up to be accredited by us, then they need to be paying the living wage throughout all the contracts that they have. That's the way that we really get the living wage to become commonplace, to become the accepted minimum that people should have to get by on.